It's The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5. We are streaming at KarisH.com. It's that time of the week from farm to table. Welcoming back Misty Arias from Ag and Open Space. Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning, listeners. Welcome to From Farm to Table. I'm Misty Arias. I'm the general manager for Sonoma County Ag and Open Space. And as you may recall, we're taking over the show for the month of January. And we're going to dive deeper into how Ag and Open Space works with and supports our local agricultural community. You'll hear a little bit about how we conserve farms and ranches, how we work with landowners, and how we're engaging with the community in land conservation, and a little bit in the future about how we're trying to make agricultural land more accessible and affordable. But never fear, the Farm Bureau will be back as your host next month. And for now, we're going to go ahead and welcome our guest, Kendall Goot, Ag and Open Space's Stewardship Assistant. Hi, Kendall.
Hi, Misty. Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm so excited to talk about the work that me and my team get to do.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear all about it. Last week, we talked a lot about conservation easements and how they run with the land. And as you know, as a stewardship specialist, your stewardship team's focus is on working with landowners to monitor and steward those easements. Could you help explain what that means?
Yeah, a huge element of our work is building relationships with our conservation easement landowners and partners, and also being a resource to our landowners. I have the privilege of working with such a range of property types, like agricultural land, forests, coastlines, and recreation properties, too.
You're right. In fact, I think that a lot of folks in our community would be surprised to learn that some of their favorite places are conserved by our organization, Ag and Open Space. I'm thinking of places like Boleto Vineyards, Open Field Farms, Grove of the Old Trees. I could go on and on. Jenner Headlands, Taylor Mountain Regional Park and Open Space Preserve. But I know that's me getting along on a tangent. So getting back to stewardship, what does that relationship with landowners actually look like?
A huge element of it is helping easement landowners understand their conservation easement. A lot of times this happens when we have new landowners, so this could be land succession or a sale, but also being a resource to them at any point when they might have questions. A huge element of my job is going out to properties and conducting monitoring visits, which is where we document current conditions and observe changes over time. This is a great opportunity to answer any questions the landowner might have, talk about any challenges they might be experiencing, and of course, celebrate their wins. Now, we're always available as a resource to answer land use questions. Some things like wildlife-friendly fences, forest management plans, and they might wonder where a new barn might be able to be built.
You're making me think that it's just one of my absolute favorite parts of the work is that it's such a collaborative process between our organization, landowners, and partner organizations.
I agree. The best work is done in collaboration and bringing together landowners, partners, and ourselves. We're just an absolute team of experts. Landowners know their land the best. Partners are great technical experts, and I get to be the easement expert.
I couldn't agree more. Can you give us an example of what that looks like?
Yeah, so typically we identify needs of the land through a monitoring visit. Most recently, I had a landowner who was pretty heavily impacted by wildfire. And since then, we've seen a huge increase in invasive species population on their land. So this is plants that are not native to the land and aren't providing the proper habitat and food for animals. And I provided the landowner with a bunch of resources that provided species-specific resource management that ensured that the removal of these plants wouldn't negatively impact the conservation values of the property. And I connected the landowner with Sonoma Resource Conservation District staff, who actually had a grant available specifically for invasive species removal after a wildfire.
That's so cool. I love that. Now I'm jealous of the role you get to play, right? That's what I'd like to be doing too. And I know our teams have been working hard on creating new opportunities for us to connect with and support our easement landowners. Can you talk more about that?
Absolutely. This is my favorite part of my job. Beyond our monitoring visits, again, we're always available as a resource. But more recently, we have a committee of staff with the sole purpose of better serving our conservation easement landowners. Through this, we created a landowner-specific newsletter outlining best practices for conserving land. It has funding opportunities, education opportunities, and we spotlight a landowner who's been doing really good work on their land, and we call it Landline.
That's awesome. And I believe we just kicked off a brand new series of landowner workshops, right?
Yeah, on Saturday we just had our first one. The focus was forest management planning. We started in our office and held a classroom portion with Sonoma Resource Conservation District staff and an independent forester. And then we moved to Saddle Mountain Preserve, which is one of the properties that we own, and our participants got to learn about a bunch of different treatment options like shaded fuel breaks and post-wildfire management. It was free, and we even provided lunch.
So we've talked a lot about how we support landowners in stewarding their land, but I also think it's important to talk about how stewardship benefits our community more generally.
Absolutely. That's the most important part to me. Our conservation easements are acquired with tax dollars, and so it's my team's job to make sure that investment is cared for. Our conservation easement landowners are excellent stewards, and I am so proud to work with them. Beyond that, a lot of our properties host youth education programs and workforce development, and we support those through partnerships with community-based organizations. And I know that our farmers and ranchers would agree that healthy land equals healthy food, and we get to be a part of keeping our agricultural economy thriving.
Yeah, those are components that I love the very most about living in Sonoma County is local food and the local landscapes and wilderness that we get to visit. It's our time's almost up, so can you let us remind folks how they can learn more about our organization?
Absolutely. You can go to sonomaopenspace.org, or you can call our office at 707-565-7360. Our staff would be so excited to hear from you.
Thank you, Kendall. It's been so fun hearing all about our great work with you and your team and all that you're doing to help support landowners and the community. And that's it today for From Farm to Table. I'm Misty Adias filling in for the Farm Bureau, and I'll see you next week.